In the entire match in the Dream 11 group that we play in, I was the only one who had Dhoni and I was leading, right?
My dad was there.
No, other than your dad, and dad was not in the top three, four, right? But I was
Ouch,
in the top three for the entire time. I won. I was about to win because Dhoni started hitting. You were not even there. How the hell did you become one? Like I was supposed to be one by every logic that I could think of, but this idiot Adi became one. Hey guys, welcome back to the Cheeky Bastards podcast. The podcast that's all about Dream 11 and the issues that come with it. I'm just joking. Right. I have a reason
behind it, Sumer.
Yeah, what's the reason?
I remember from the beginning you are not good in maths, so please
Yeah. And he's very good at maths. That
and numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie.
Oh bhai.
See, we work, I don't know, 5 days a week, 48 hours. We have we do not want to, me and Sumit personally do not want to listen to this.
This line hurts like hell. But anyway, today especially, I know. It's important match. RCB versus CSK. RCB won. You know, Kohli and every Kohli fan is now dreaming of the trophy. Not going to happen, but still they're dreaming of it, right? Yeah. I'll tell you why it's not going to happen and we'll listen to Akshay's super prediction that he has for us. But anyways, right, we'll go through that. But I know I started the podcast a different way. I need to know how the fuck, when I have the exact same people in my team as Adi did, it almost, actually, I think I had better. I actually think I had better 11 than Adi the entire match. And then Dhoni came in and I had Dhoni. He didn't have Dhoni. Right? He already had the points from DK, but still he won. And I cannot comprehend it. But anyways, we'll discuss it. Like, I know, obviously, I had less points. That's why he won. That's logical. That's maths, I know. But to me, it doesn't make sense. Because when I was watching, I was like, oh, I'm going to be one. Like, 100%. I won every single small league I played today, Adi, by the way. We were discussing, like, 300, 400 rupees small league.
Yes,
every single one I played, I won. One, rank one. The 1 0 rupee league that I play with you guys, I never win it. I'm never number one there.
That is why, right? You have to pitch in money to get in money.
Oh, gosh. Anyways, so about the match.
Oh, God.
Akshay, get us going. What's about the match?
I'll start with my prediction. Okay. Again, first, it will be KKR. Or it will be RR, KKR, RR, mostly, right? Qualifier.
Looks like
KKR, SR.
Qualifier looks like KKR, SR to me, honestly. Like, RR is on a losing streak, so very unlikely that they'll win now, the next one. Looks like
KKR will directly go to the finals. Then you will see somehow RCB coming to the finals. It will be KKR.
Bold prediction, okay. KKR RCB is what you're saying now.
Because I have a logic. See, RR are not good in a form.
Yeah, I think they've lost their form now. Yeah.
Yes. And Butler is not there and all, right? All that.
Yeah.
KKR even losing Salt. They're losing one batsman. They'll have Gurbaz. They have 8 batsmen. So that's fine.
Yeah, Salt's. So, see, Salt was anyways playing only in Eden Garden. So I don't think that's a problem. You have semifinals in Ahmedabad.
Correct. Yeah, that is my second point would be for Hyderabad. They have played very well in their home in small grounds. Now, when they go to a slower pitch like Ahmedabad and Chennai, they will fail.
They can.
When I say they, they're top two. Because,
because they are dependent on those two. Yeah. It's like India in 2019 World Cup. If Kohli and Sharma are not playing, nobody's playing.
Guys, it's already a painful night. Can we not bring
No mentions.
It won't be painful, Adi. Future won't be painful if you fucking have Gambhir as your coach. But knowing...
Yeah.
I'm reading reports you're going for Ponting, Fleming. Dude, Ponting has failed miserably with DC for the past pata nahi kitna saal.
I don't know how, bro. I don't know why. And he had a winning, like he had some, I don't know how many trophies with MI when
Yeah.
he left. Why would you leave? Why would you leave? Anyway.
So yeah. So again, KKR RCB is my prediction. I won't predict the fine the winners, but yeah. Okay.
Okay, Adi, you're,
I mean, Akshay
overview
made a
of the
very solid
match and
point.
Akshay's comment.
Very, yeah. Akshay made a very solid point regarding the pitch status. Otherwise, I was going with KKR SRH because they have been the teams who have momentum as well. You know, they're not just qualifying by chance or barely making it to the qualifiers. They have played really well. They have dominated the group stage, and so they definitely deserve to be in the final. Now it would be interesting to see how Chennai pitch plays because we know that when CSK is playing, they plan the pitch in a way, you know, that suits their attack. But is it going to be same kind of pitch when Hyderabad and KKR are playing? Like, then what Jaisha wants, that we'll have to see. Who are the owners of KKR? KKR has Shah Rukh and SRH has Manan, right? So I mean Kavya
Yeah.
Manan. So let's see Jaisha किसके लिए ज्यादा हिलाता है. Accordingly, it will get decided.
Can be Kavya, I guess.
Yeah.
Some southern connection, maybe something might work for them. But in any
Southern
ways,
part,
but I
yes.
think you
Yeah.
are.
Forgetting one point. Jaisha is inclined to who his father is in which
Okay.
organization?
Organize, even Akshay's comment of the organization, even he's not mentioning it. Like I know Akshay Kumar was worried about it. I didn't know Akshay Sanghvi
His
also
father
worried
is in BJP, right? So
about
Gambhir mentor. So
Yeah, highly likely. See, this time I don't think anybody can say anything against KKR because it is clearly like they have been number one for now so long that people have forgotten that RR was the one leading the table till I think 65% of IPL.
correct.
65% they were number one, and now everybody's looking at RR like, "Tum, why are you here? Why? Why are you here? What are you doing on this table? CSK deserved more than them." Like, if you ask legit anybody right now due to momentum problems, RR has lost momentum heavily. And
Right.
when teams like RR lose momentum, right, or any team in general, you suddenly start seeing like, oh, these people were winning. What's the bowling? What's the bowling lineup, by the way? Like, if bolt doesn't work, who's that? Like, suddenly you start
Avishkan.
looking. Yeah, like, who the hell is this guy? Like, all of a sudden you start looking. It's not the case. They're a very good team, but now you're looking at it like that. So I don't think KKR anybody has a problem with this time predicting to be in top, right, in the final or anything like that. I personally feel like it will be more entertaining for me. For me, it will be KKR SRH would be much more entertaining for me. I
Right.
know Kohli fanboys and TRP and all would push Jaisha into the writing the script towards RCB, but my personal standpoint is like two teams, whose batsmen just go out and just bloody kill it. And both team have just won like Iyer there and Makram here, right? Like two batsmen who are considered to be slow, by the way. Shreyas Iyer and Makram are considered slow. Why? Because Narayan is going at 200 strike
The
rate,
whole
right?
point
And
is
yeah.
Iyer and Makram, they are scoring 50. Iyer is playing well. He's scoring 15, 35 balls, which is fine.
Yeah, which is but it's considered slow right now. In these two teams, if you put Iyer and Makram in, if you put them in CSK, they
Yeah.
would be the highest. They'll be, oh, what a player! What a they've come back. Oh wow, this and that. But what I was saying was, so if these two team plays right, Sunil Narayan plays at a 200 strike rate. When Russell comes, he's like even above that, 250. But the fact with SRH is that the day Abhishek Sharma and Travis Head get out and they have a strike rate of 200, people say they have had a bad day. Like, people will mention, oh, yeah, just 50 on just 20. Like, they wasted 25 balls for 50. This doesn't look good. Like, if only, I remember only when they chased, like, after they chased the 169 against Lucknow in 9 point something over, everybody was like, okay. What is even T20 cricket anymore? So that to me looks like much, much better final. But yeah, wherever the script goes, right? And Anu has just said the same thing. Right. So she was very excited to watch this match, by the way. And she's screaming, shouting at every single, like, what the fuck? This and that, right? And then at the last, she was like, my God, kya match tha? And then, sorry, kya script thi? Looked like it, dude. Like, till the very last second, until Dhoni got out, I was like, oh shit, it's happening. CSK is going again.
Yeah, because when Dhoni hit that six, right, 17 required, you hit a sixth of first ball, you're like, okay, this game is on. Like, at that moment, if you go ahead and say the Chennai are Pharaohs, that would not have been wrong.
Yep.
If this would have been Dhoni 6 years back, then yeah, I would have been like more inclined to CSK, but no, not now. So, yeah.
I'll tell you why I thought that after the first ball six that Adi is mentioning, right, because it's RCB. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Even today that they won, like, people keep forgetting this, and that's why I know that RCB will not win. Right. I will never win, by the way. But this one also, they're not going to win. Because who are your best bowlers? Maxwell and Green. Lockie Ferguson was giving you free hits for nothing. No balls for nothing. One match you give two no balls that, like, beamers that get hit, and then you give them free hits that also get hit. Right. And then Yash Dayal, the first ball, he bowls to Dhoni the full toss. Like, what the hell, man? Like, Green was the only bowler who was at least pitching it every ball. Like, okay, yeah, this is where the ball needs to go, not on the body directly, right? Something like that. And Maxwell got them two opportunities. One of the very first ball, and even Dubey, he got them. But if Siraj can't bowl, Siraj can't field, I don't know why the hell is he in the team. Best of luck, by the way, India, you know. Your players are doing very well.
BCCI, not India, sorry.
Oh, man.
It's Jai Shah's team, not India's team. It's Jai Shah's
fair
team.
Enough.
I'm still... Fair. And now Jai Shah is putting blame on Ajit Agarkar, these last two interviews. Decide stuff. It is the selectors who decide stuff.
See, the day Ajit Agarkar was named as the chief selector or something like that, in my head, I was like, scapegoat. First thing that came in was scapegoat. Every time you hire somebody who doesn't speak out loud, you know, you wouldn't hire Gambhir in that role in a losing effort, because you know he'll tell the truth about you then. Like, you know, these idiots. Like, same thing happened with, I think, Warner. If you do it with Kohli, he'll come out and say, Kohli, when he was sacked, he said, yeah, I was told to do this. This was not an option given to me.
Mm-hmm.
When you dropped me from one of them, the other format, I said, yeah, I'll go. So these players you can't fuck around with. Man. Who the hell cares about Ajit Agarkar? Like, come on. So he's a scapegoat.
If Gambhir is getting selected, he needs to have full control.
He will. And the fact is, he's not Adi. Again, I'm leaning towards you. Gigi will come after the T20 World Cup, right? As you said.
Yes, right.
T20 is first. So then post that, he'll fix. That I know. And you'll see some strict changes, I guess.
You'll
you
see
know,
Shreyas Iyer as the captain. ODI
captain.
ODI captain for sure.
Might get. Because see, Chhapri is nowhere close, right? Like, if Chhapri is going to be your captain, dude, best of luck. I mean...
That reminds me. I'm not sure if you guys saw the news, but Chhapri is banned for the first IPL match of next season.
Next year.
Bro, so predicting the future.
So if MI, he's the only one by... anyway. If MI retains Hardik, they need a new captain for the first match. Well done. Good
job. Subman Gill's post, I think what he posted, I think he's leaving GT. He's mentioned it's been a past good last 3 years and all. His post, which he posted after the match yesterday or day before yesterday.
Oh, didn't know that. Didn't see.
So yeah, it's a clear indication he's not there.
Gill is not there. Okay.
Yeah. Actually, was it in the same post where we saw that comment by a girl who said, you fuck around and do these things like that? That was fun.
That was fun. So, for context, guys who are listening, there's an accusation by OnlyFans model. So, you take it with a pinch of salt, pepper, whatever you like, right? That, you know, Shubman Gill apparently goes on to... you know, different countries and just hooks up with the OnlyFans.
What problem? Here, it's his life. Let him do it. Come on.
I know. So now we know why he's a private person now. Like, now I know. You need to be a private person because
he has mentioned not the way we hoped it would end, but it's a season full of learning, blah, blah, blah. I've been part of this beautiful family for the past 3 years, and it's been a journey I will never forget. So,
cryptic, a little cryptic. Maybe is he leaving? Does he want more money? You never know.
He
right?
wants.
Same
he
happened.
Wants, he wants, because if GT is going to retain Rashid, they would want Rashid to be the highest paid, and Rashid would.
Rashid
want,
would want to be the highest.
So
that's
yeah.
No, they can retain two players at 15. That's not a problem. But yeah, if that's what he is going with, yeah, go ahead, dude. Like, if he thinks he's the, you know, he's going to get a fight for him, that's not going to happen, dude. Nobody wants, like, he's a great batsman. I'm not saying that, by the way, any metric. He should, like, I don't know why he was not selected for the Indian side. Did he perform that bad recently? I don't know.
No.
Right, but what
that's
I will
never
say
a factor.
Is,
performance has never been a factor. Why are we talking about it?
Adi sometimes delivers some things with the straight face, and you just can't take it. Like, it's too much for me sometimes. Yeah. So no, my point with him was, if he does go to the auction, right? Whoever buys him is an idiot, dude. Like, why would you buy him if you don't have a strong captain? Is what I'll say.
Okay.
Because he's the kind of player, he'll go to an RR, and Sanju is not a very strong captain, no. So he'll go there and he'll bully him. He'll go. He might go to Delhi. He might bully Spider-Man.
No,
yeah. If any weaker captain like Rituraj Gaikwad and all of these guys, right, who are still dependent on their corpse of their legends, right? They're gonna these people are gonna run over them. Like, people were talking about him being in RCB. Yeah, Faf is not gonna do anything about him. Faf lets Virat run the place when he said he doesn't want to run the place. So yeah, he'll be a mess. He'll create a mess. It's better he stays in GT, I guess. But let's see. It will be a great deal, by the way, if MI takes Shubman, right? So MI has Harpic and Shubman, like Nehraji will go to Ambani. Nehraji will go to Ambani. I was like, bro, what the hell? Just buy me. Just get me. That's what you want.
Bro, just think about it. They will have Hardik Pandya. They'll have Shubman Gill. They already have Ishan Kishan. They have Arjun Tendulkar.
Yeah, they'll never have Rohit Sharma.
Like
the
level of chapris they have. Oh, God.
Exactly, dude. The party is going to be amazing. The team is going to be at the bottom of the table.
Arjun Tendulkar, he's trying Stoinis against Stoinis.
Oh, God. That was...
That was fun. Wow.
And Stoinis' reaction is like...
I've never seen Stoinis like that, by the way. So Stoinis has had problems like this before also, right? So if somebody tries to sledge him a little bit, he'll be like, who the hell are you?
Okay.
Right? He does that. So in Pakistan, this is a story you should know, Akshay. I know Adi would definitely know this. So in PSL, I forgot some Hafiz, Nafis, I don't know, yeah, same name all. Right? Some fast bowler was there and he was chucking. So you're not supposed to say when a baller chucks, right? It's umpire's decision.
Mm-hmm.
So when he got out, Stoinis got out on him. See, he started doing this motion that he's chucking. So he got banned from PSL for that. He doesn't care. He's like, yeah, go for yourself.
Chucking se yaad hai, Thikshana ka last over.
Oh, he was chucking.
It's everywhere.
Oh, okay.
Everywhere, the way he's like, no, I don't know.
All three of our feeds are very different. Like, the stuff I get on Instagram for cricket, the stuff you get for the stuff Adi gets from Instagram, it's like leaps and bounds different. Like, the levels is different.
This is Twitter, this is X.
Ha, whatever. That's what the feed that you're getting, right, is very different. I didn't even know about this one. And Adi would get a meme about it in a third person sense, so you wouldn't even understand. You just have to figure it out on your own. Oh, man. Okay, so Adi, I know we've crossed the border now, but who is your final now? So Akshay's final now is KKR versus RCB, which is, again, script-wise very good, like top-notch script, right? Especially if GG beats Virat on this one also. Oh, oh my God. That will be like end of it. But yeah, mine is still KKR versus SRH, because feel like if it is a flat track in Chennai for the finals, right? What a match, dude. What a match to have. So, yeah. What's your final prediction?
Pakka 400.
See, I think we both need to understand, Sumit, that Akshay is a good Jew, Jaisha is a good Jew, right? So
yeah.
they will understand, like,
the
Akshay's
feeling
understanding
where
of
they
the
have.
script will be much better. Okay, so we can predict anything, that doesn't matter. What's going to happen is what Akshay is going to predict. Okay, anyway, I'll still try because participation prize milna chahiye. So I am going with KKR versus SRH. As I say,
Okay.
entertainment is a factor, their
True.
momentum, the way they have been playing, aggressive brand of cricket, that is a factor. Another thing that I see is that I would definitely want a fight of 45 crores.
Oh, wow.
Stark
Wow.
versus Cummins. So 45 crores ka fight to banta hai.
Dude, that would be something. That would be something. Because, see, the closer we are getting, as all of us predicted, the closer we are getting to the final fours or finals, all the Australians are coming in form. I don't know why Maxwell was not put in after, you know, Patidar got out. I understand Patidar, but didn't understand DK at all. When DK came in, the amount of balls that were remaining, I know DK couldn't have done anything in those balls, but if Maxwell was there, if with him it's the case that if he gets out, he gets out, right? First of all, he doesn't waste balls, or he'll hit it out.
Why are you
So
attacking
Max,
Dhoni?
sorry.
Why are you attacking? This is not fair, man. Come on, let's stick to your team.
Okay, sorry, my bad.
No, he,
so yeah,
uska team Australia hai. Jahan bhi Australian log hai support.
So that's what I'm saying. So Maxwell is back in form. Australians are getting back in form. The final, if it happens between Starkey and Pat Cummins, imagine Stark gets back in form completely and is bowling like Yorker, 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 right? Gets the first over swing, but after that he doesn't swing, all of us know, but still gets the Yorker nail. And Cummins is with his slower, you know, short balls, is doing the job. Oh God, dude, what a battle to see. It'll be something to see, dude. That would be a match.
But
imagine a low scoring. Sorry, sorry,
Stark
sorry.
Is coming back to his somewhat form at the end, as he does in the knockout. So, yeah.
I'm just thinking that, imagine Hazelwood was not there this season. That has been a big loss from an entertaining point of view. Like, we could have had Hazelwood and RCB, KKR and Saris, like, you know, the trio of Australia in the playoffs. So that would have been brilliant.
That would have been fun, obviously. I'd love to see any. See, for me, the top. If you see top 6-7 bowlers in the world right now, I think it's very easy to define. It's not that complicated. I'll put Australians at last. I'll start with the other team. Like Jasprit Bumrah, Khagiso Rapada. I'll say even Trinidad Bolt right now. Right, is very good. Like in the world class. Am I missing somebody from any other team before I go to Australians? Shami, if he's playing. No, I'm saying all format kind of way. Like any format you put them.
Me also.
Okay.
Chummy, definitely.
Saudi also gets
Saudi. You can put here and there. Right. Rabada, definitely. Rabada would be for me. Jasprit Bumrah and Rabada would be there. Then I'll definitely put again these three guys. You know, these three are still, after all of these trials and errors, they're still the three guys that if you see on a cricket field, you're like, oh God, do I have to face this? If Hazelwood balls to you in test, you're like, man, I'm tired. I just nick one, like something like that. So if any of these combination of players is in one single IPL team, right, it'll be great. If Gigi can get, I don't know if he retains Stark or not. I don't know. Right. I think Gigi is the kind of, with the kind of head Gigi has, he'll not go for very fancy. This was a small auction, so he went for Stark in that price. He'll not go for those prices. I don't think so. If he can get Rabada, or a combination of Rabada, Saudi, because Saudi has already played for him, or a combination of Cummins will be retained for sure. So a combination of Hazelwood there, maybe with Rabada or something like Hazelwood Saudi or Hazelwood Stark, right? If he can get that done, dude, oh God, that will be great. That'll be great to see.
Coming to auction, right? So see KKR, right? 11 players. KKR have to retain 4. It's very difficult to choose.
Easy.
Of KKR.
Easy
four. No, it's not easy.
Easy. Easy 4.
Who would you retain?
I'll say, captain, you have to retain. No problem.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You have to start with the captain. The other two players, I don't. If I'm naming them, I think the people who are listening to our podcast should just switch it off at this point. Like, if you don't know who the other two are, that's just no point.
Narayan.
Retain anybody at 4, dude. I don't care who's your
Rinku.
Fourth player.
Rinku.
Rinku, fine. Go with Rinku. That's good.
They're not
good
retaining
choice.
Any bowlers. Harshit Rana. Webo.
Don't retain. You can buy them off, dude. You can buy them off. Or whoever. Adi, mega auction. Which players are more costly? Batsman, bowler, all-rounder? Who's more costly in mega auction?
All-rounder.
Mega. All-rounder?
He's all-rounder, mostly.
No, but again, sorry. what you're saying, Akshay, that makes sense if you think about cricketing perspective. But this is IPL, this is BCCI, and this is India. So, batsman go for
batsman, right? So, yeah, retain Rinku. Then retain Rinku, 100%.
Rinku,
because
with Rinku, they have been with him for... He's a franchise player, like...
Yeah.
Rascal, see, Narayan and all.
When you go to options, simple strategies, suppy teams like KKR, MI, CSK, these teams don't fuck around, right? Like, you have the core... You know the core team that you want to retain at any price. Even if you lose that season, you're okay. But you want to retain your main six players, five, six. So, yeah, they'll go with these four. And they'll buy everything else on the auction back, right? You'll pay high prices for them. It's fine. You want Harshit Rana? Fine. I'll go 11 crores for Harshit Rana. It's okay for me. But I'll not risk Rinku in auction if batsmen are going at higher prices, right? That's what I was saying.
And one more thing what I'm reading is they might... Venky Mysore of KKR, he's pushing for, and a couple of other teams are pushing for 6 to 8 retentions per team.
That should not happen.
They are pushing because they want their
goal. What's the point of auction? Don't have auction.
No, the logic they have put is that overall we are a franchisee and we have to retain, like fan. We also have to retain, right? So losing out on the chunk, major chunk of player means that we'll have to, like, there will be a lot of reshuffle in, what do you say, that fan groups that we have, like, you know, suppose there is I don't know.
RCB is crying, is what I'm hearing from all of this. RCB is crying because everybody else is confident. Everybody needs KKR. We discussed KKR, right? Other than these four players, everything else they can buy back. Or most of them, they don't even need back, right? This is their core four, right? So, you know, Phillips or Neko, they'll get somebody else to hit. Are we hitting wicket keeper, a better one maybe out there? I don't know. Somebody who can play outside Eden also. They can get it. Right. What's the problem? MI would have a problem maybe. Right. But like CSK won't have a problem. Right. They'll get Thala on a wheelchair.
They'll go to New Zealand and buy some players. They'll go to Sri Lanka and buy some players. And that's it.
These teams don't have a problem. KKR would never have a problem with this, 100%.
But KKR is the one who is pushing. So, Venky, but what they might reach, everyone, is 4 plus 2. 2014 auction, 4 retention, 2 right to man.
Horrible.
Right to
horrible.
Man.
Yeah, fine.
The right to man is fine. It's not horrible. Right? They are in the auction. If someone else is buying, you will match it if you want that.
Yeah, one. Yeah. For me, it's like, I enjoy auctions more. Correct. So, it's like, you know, even more than matches sometimes. I'm like, huh, this is fun. And if you take like 6 into 10, 60 players out of the equation directly, like, how people can't name 60 players from IPL, dude. Like, if you take 60 out, what the hell is remaining? Like, who's fighting over, you know, Piyush Chawla or Amit Mishra? Like, what's happening? Yeah, Yash Dayal.
Piyush Chawla was the second best bowler for MI this season.
Yeah.
Second best bowler. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Is he going to be retained in their six? So
that's why they're on the number 10th position, Adi.
No, that can't. That's not right, dude. That's not right, Akshay. Yeah. Glenn Maxwell is the second or third most best bowler for RCB. They're still qualified. That doesn't matter. That's not the case. Yeah. Okay, all right. We have a lot of fun. Before I close, I would obviously go to World Cup once. And because we are three Indians sitting here, I'll go with India first. Actually, there's only India and Australia to discuss here, but yeah, whatever. So now, after all of what Shivam Dubey did, right? Adi posted it in the group. What Shivam Dubey is doing, you know, what other players are doing right now, who are selected, the selected group, right? Who? How confident are you in making the semi-finals, finals, basically?
As confident as of getting a girlfriend tomorrow.
Okay. All right. So, very confident, Akshay. Akshay, let's go with you.
For me, again, semi-finals, they will reach.
Semi-finals, yeah.
They'll lose semi-final against some South Africa or West Indies. And finals, it will be Australia. I don't know. Again.
Okay.
England can be in the... England are also good, right? We are seeing Butler, Phil, Salt.
Yeah.
Pretty strong team.
Yeah. I'm actually... My top four is England, New Zealand, Australia, India. So, I think like... I don't think South Africa, West Indies have that big a chance. But yeah. New Zealand, we always...
Yeah, but since South Africa's team is very good.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. I definitely see South Africa in semi-final this time.
So then who do you remove?
Sorry. Akshay, what was your top four?
India, Australia, South Africa, West Indies. England, they might miss out, but yeah.
See, Australia will definitely qualify. India will reach semi-final, otherwise they won't get the views. And so these two, we know, will be there. And third team would be South Africa. Probably fourth one would be a battle between England and New Zealand, I would say. Because New Zealand...
Okay.
Yeah, because New Zealand have been, the players, if you look at them individually, they have been performing well, all of them. Conway is a very good T20 player, we already know. Then Santner, effective. Rajni Ravindra did well. Trent Bolt, I mean, we don't talk, we shouldn't even talking about that. Michael Breswell, these people, all of them are generally doing well, and just they know how to put up a good team. You have to give them that. So yeah, I see them in top four.
New Zealand, definitely, I see, because every single time we have said New Zealand is not going there, New Zealand is like, Namaste, Uncle Ji. Namaste, Uncle Ji. You know.
But I think it's too early for World Cup, I'd say. And I'm 100% sure Shivam Dubey ko back spasm hoga. 100%. And Rinku
in the spot. Tum abhi Gigi ko belt de do. Like, agar Rahul Dravid apni belt utar ke Gigi ko de do, so ye Dubey, Harpic, in sab ko back spasm de de ga abhi. Tum log wale kisane like nahi ho. Hardik Pandya is an all-rounder whose batting average and bowling average should be like the other way around. Horrible. But yeah, I'll be honest, I joke a lot. I know, obviously, I'll joke. That's my thing. But I still see India as being there because Kohli is in like legit good form. Like legit good. Like the kind of, not for the runs that he has then took a lot. But in the last two matches, I've seen the kind of shot he's playing, right? Like, I can't even explain that shot's name, like some kind of a flick hit, I don't know. But when he starts playing that over, over the head of fielders, which he normally doesn't do when he's doing tuk-tuk, that's the scary Kohli, basically. Like, that's the Kohli who can, you know, that the one who will win you matches against Pakistan who look impossible. Like, just because of Kohli, I'll say, and I know Bumrah and all will come back in form and all of that. Shami, I'm very worried, by the way. Like, hand-to-heart bowling, I'm very worried. But batting, I feel like, is very good. If you get in Rinku in the team somehow, it will be very good. So it will be very difficult to beat India if they're chasing anything.
So India is the RCB of IPL.
No. No.
I mean, good batting... Bowling.
Bowling, yes, that kind of okay. Because not winning anything, that is also true, but please don't attack.
See,
yeah,
RCB women's team do have a trophy, so they have something in their cabinet.
Yeah, women's cabinet, but okay.
Yeah, let's go. I am not doing this podcast if you guys keep bringing
me. Adi, I have a question. Is women's cabinet a kitchen or like... I'm just asking today. I don't know.
You have been there.
Sumit,
let's ask.
Abhi Anu sunegi podcast, wohi tumko gali degi.
It's okay. I deserve it. It's fine. But yeah, I'll not be able to take that home. Till now, I have not been able to take women's
seriously. It's her fault. She should have known what she signed up for.
But
it's,
she knows.
It's too late now.
She
knows.
She put the ring on it, right? Her problem.
Literally. Well done.
We have like a few proper listeners. She's one of them. We'll lose her after this one.
She's like in Barosa. You're not good.
Band karo. So yeah. Overall, yeah, that's what all three of us think about India chances. All three of us are skeptical, but all three of us do definitely see India there, right? And as we've always said, I'll even say top six instead of top four. Anybody in the top six of T20 cricket at that given their given day can win the fucking thing. Like as Akshay or Anadi were saying, Klaassen can come out in one of the matches against Australia, let's say. Australia is in semi-finals. Klaassen comes out and scores 65 runs in 20 balls. Who's going to... That's what they needed. Game over. Before you can even think about this, these games change, right? So you never know.
How are the pitches in US? I don't know, Adi. Any idea?
No one knows, actually. USA pitches are... some are saying it will be similar to what we see in Australia. I mean, one of it is a drop-in pitch from there. Drop-in so pace, we will get to see some assistance from for pace. And in pitches in West Indies, that will be on the slower side.
Slower but bouncy.
I read India-Pakistan New York game, the pitch has been bought from Adelaide. So
that's going to be Australian pitch, but the ground is very small. So you know. You can see, legit players like Sky would definitely work there. Sky Rohit Sharma would kill it there.
Anyway, we have Canada, Ireland in the group. They are going to work.
Surya Bhatt.
I'm not saying anything. Anyways.
No, see, I don't think, let's just clear this out. Okay, I don't think Surya will fail. I think he will perform, but only against teams which are not in top 8.
Nepal,
Ireland, Canada, USA. Scotland, these teams will be very scared. I mean, Surya, Babar, these kind of people enjoy. Let's not.
It's always happened. It's, I know we were close, but it always happens with India.
Palosi log ko itna importance mat do, Adi.
Nobody's giving, dude. They're losing to, I don't know, no-name teams.
Ireland. Ireland. God.
The most publicity Pakistan got about cricket in the last month was they lost to Ireland while IPL was happening.
And Owen Morgan, he's an Irish. I saw a clip with IPL. He's saying the only match, the look after match in New York would be India and Ireland.
India and the men in green.
Men in green. Ireland. And
so fun, dude.
After that, 1 minute later, the whole problem on why BCCI is not winning anything these days, what Zahir Khan said. We won against Pakistan. Yeah. We are happy. Australia say, Hare, we don't care. That is the reason you are not winning anything, dude.
And
I find it very unfair that you guys keep attacking.
No, I have one more. Four things, so I'll skip it now. I'll bash Australia now a little bit. I was going to talk about how Jadeja failed today and he's your main all-rounder. So, you know, when you have somebody like Jadeja in your team and you have Klaassen and all these finishers in other teams, how does that feel? I'll not go there. I'll bash my own team. So, like, Maxwell has not performed with bat, right? He's your main guy in T20 World Cup, right? You are banking on him heavily. He's not performing. With ball, he's decent. Like, if you have left-handers, okay, fine. He'll come, he'll bowl. Right. That's his job. Sometimes right-handers also in World Cups, but let's not go there. But so, he's not performing with the bat at all. And that's where you need him. You don't need him as a bowler. You have Zampa. You don't need him as a main spinner. You need him as the main attacking batsman. The Maxwell is close to 200. So, there's a lot of problem with all of the teams right now. Right, a lot of people not in form. The 11 is perfect on almost all of the teams, barring India because of bowling. I'm being honest. Arshdeep and Siraj in your T20 bowling lineup is like, you know, taking your cha-cha's kid to play Ranji Trophy. Not gonna work. Just not gonna work. So yeah. A lot of teams have problems, by the way. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, even if they look good on paper, a lot of teams have their problems. Like, Saudi doesn't perform in T20. You know, Ferguson isn't performing. So, New Zealand's bowling looks weak. Fast bowling, at least, looks weak. The spinners are not doing very well. I don't know how the pitches will turn up there. So, every team has a problem right now. So, as I've always said, I'll keep saying it. Top six team, anybody can win. West Indies can win this T20 World Cup and you'll be like, yeah, makes sense. South Africa wins, you'll be like, yeah, makes sense. England retains, you'll be like, harami sale. Whatever, right? Like, it'll go on.
Especially they have Russell also this time around. So
that's what they have it. They have a good team. They don't have ballers, the same problem. But they'll work. They can make it work.
They're like, banao 240 chase karenge.
Before I close, I had one last thing. What if KKR SRH happens and it's a low scoring match? Okay. How would that look for the final?
I'm saying good for KKR. The bowling can take care of that also. And similarly, SRH bowling can also take care of a low scoring. So either way,
SRH don't have a very good couple. Like, but if we come to KKR, they have Sunil Narine, probably one of the best T20 spinners. They have Varun Chakravarti, who is in a very good form. If they want, like, you know, if they see that pitch is turning, they can bring in Suresh as well. They have Ankur Reddy, so they have enough options. Not the same case for Hyderabad. No. They do not have that kind of spin attack. Mayank Markhande and then Washington
Sundar. Shahbaz Ahmed. They have just one. They go with Shahbaz Ahmed when situations like this come. The spin is not good enough. Definitely not good enough. Yeah.
In that case, KKR will be happy side.
And who will
I would agree.
Who will open with Salt, not Gulbaz?
Gulbaz.
Whoever the keeper is.
Gulbaz
is the keeper.
Gulbaz opens, right? Opens the first door, I don't know.
Opens.
But yeah, he can open.
He's an opener.
See, Sunil Nayan is not the kind of player who's dependent on his partner to work, right? He just is. He's see ball, hit ball kind of a player. He doesn't care. You know. Okay, so before I close, last question to both of you, and we'll close now. If KKR wins, will Sunil Narayan smile? Yes or no? Like, who do you think will smile? Sunil Narayan or Gigi?
Sunil, both.
Nah, Akshay is too both. Optimistic.
No, I've seen recently Gautam Gambhir has smiled 2 or 3 times in recent times. So
yeah,
something is wrong with him.
When IPL, KKR, if KKR is winning the IPL, Sunil Narayan will smile and Gigi will smile on 4th of June. So, yeah.
Let's make it more difficult. Okay, who will celebrate? Smiling is easy.
Adi didn't get it.
Celebrate, yeah. 4th June. Yeah.
4th June, I'll come. I mean, I got your point, but continue to Sumit's okay. question.
Celebrate? Narayan never celebrates, dude. So easy answer. Gigi might do whatever.
I have also not seen Gigi celebrate in a long time. Just argue. Argument.
No, so like pat in the back or something like that he can do. Like he'll look like I've seen him in the chair sitting like yes. Mm-hmm. Like last ball finishes, he's done. Narayan would be like
gotcha, okay.
Narayan would be like. Okay, guys, I think that's all from us today. I hope this was getting recorded, otherwise we'll kill Akshay.
Yeah, it is.